Have a good night. Happy Halloween. Oh, I just love this time of year. I love the spooky decorations. I love giving out candy to all the cute little trick-or-treaters. And of course, I love dressing up in costume. Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday. Although, I am a little worried about my costume this year. I wanted to go as a spooky witch, but the only costume they had was a size or two too small. The darn thing is so tight! I can't wear anything under it, not even my bra. My cleavage is practically bursting out of my top, and this cold autumn air is making my nipples poke through the thin fabric. It feels like my boobs might just pop out at any moment. I've already gotten some icy stares from the mothers of those trick-or-treaters. Some of the fathers seem to get a kick out of watching my titties jiggle in this outfit. Oh my goodness! What a naughty thing to say! I guess Halloween really does bring out the devil in all of us. Oh goody! More trick-or-treaters! I am so excited. Okay. No more talk about tits or cleavage. From now on, it's nothing but good old wholesome Halloween fun. Good evening! How are you all? Oh my! Well, hello there, boys. Aren't the three of you a little old to be trick-or-treating? Normally, I only give out candy to cute little kids, but you three look like you're in college. You're all so big and tall and handsome. What I mean to say is, why are nice young men like you out here trick-or-treating? What rumors? I am certainly not shaking my tits for all the horny men in the neighborhood. This is a witch costume, but oh my goodness. Oh, I knew this outfit was too revealing. I need to change right now. Excuse me? No, I'm not gonna pull out my titties for you. I'll have you know that I am a mature and well-respected member of this community, and not some degenerate back alley whore for you boys to... No. I will not calm down. I don't have time for this nonsense. You want to give me a treat? What are you talking about? What kind of... Holy fuck. Talk about a king-size Snickers bar. You are all huge. Absolutely fucking enormous. I mean, I've seen some big cocks in my time, but... My God! There is no trick in those pants. Only treats. You know what? Why don't you boys come in for a bit? It's been a while since I entertained guests. And this milfy witch, would just love to take a ride on your broomsticks. If you think my costume looks great now... Wait till you see what it looks like on my bedroom floor. I can't believe I'm doing this, but your cocks look too fucking good to pass up. Look at them all! So big, so hard, and so ready for me to suck and fuck them until they spurt their hot, sticky loads all over the place. Where should I begin? I feel like a kid on Halloween trying to decide which piece of candy to have first. You, get over here. That's right. I want to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of your Tootsie Pop. You like that, baby? You like the way this hot MILF witch sucks your big, strong, throbbing cock? I bet it feels so good to feel my soft, pouty lips caress your shaft. To feel my tongue wrapped around your head, darting in and out of your slit as I lap up your tasty pre-cum. Talk about a treat. Look at you, baby. Rock hard and ready for fucking. I didn't know that my favorite Halloween treat came in life size. Why don't you go ahead and stick your candle in my jack-o'-lantern? Yep, that's right. Get behind me and ram that hard cock of yours deep into my witchy cunt. You know what to do. That's right, baby. I want to see what tricks your treat can do for me. Yeah, that's it, baby. Yeah, do it. Fuck me. Yes. Who's next? You there. You have a nice juicy set of balls on you. I would love to bob for those apples. Get over here. So good. I love sucking balls while getting my tight cunt fucked. I love tasting a young man's balls as the smell of his manly cock floods my nostrils. Your cock is so big. The way it rests on my face as I suck on these beautiful balls of yours. Ugh, it makes me feel like such a whore. Oh. And I am fucking loving it. Oh, fuck. More trick-or-treaters. Just ignore them. No, I don't care about them anymore. Fuck them. Who gives a fuck about a bunch of whiny kids in costume when I have three horny men here giving me all the Halloween fun I could ask for? Oh, good. I think they've given up and moved on. Spoiled brats. Very nice. You are so big and hard for me. I think it's time for your third friend to take a turn in my mouth. Oh, don't worry, baby. I still have one hole that you can stick that hard, aching cock into. What do you think I mean? I'm talking about my ass, silly. Think about it. A cock in every one of my tight, slick holes. How about it? Wouldn't you like to put your Tootsie Roll in my basket? I thought so. As for you, come over here. While your friends break off a piece of my ass and pussy, ooh, I want to taste your Milky Way bar. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. It feels so good to have all my holes fucked. To think, I used to spend my Halloweens giving out fun-sized M&Ms to a bunch of brats in costumes. Oh, God. If I knew that big dick studs like you existed, I would have gotten down on my knees and sucked you off a long time ago. From now on, this is how I'm gonna spend every Halloween. On all fours, getting my holes fucked like a goddamn whore. Yeah, fuck this MILF. Oh. Come for me. All of you. Shoot your young hot cum all over my body. Coat me in your jizz. Mark me as your filthy MILF slut. I want to be your whore. That was amazing. Talk about a Halloween treat. Speaking of treats, take all my Halloween candy. You boys definitely deserved it. Oh, you're not leaving already, are you? Why don't you stay the night? The fun is just getting started. After all, it is Halloween. If you think I'm hot now, wait until you see what I turn into after midnight.